All right. Well, if you have any other questions you want to get in.
That's it, Dirk?
That's it right now.
Holy cow. Someone's got to call and ask me a tough question. I haven't had a tough one yet today. Don't let me off that easy.
Email. There's still plenty of time. Email is dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. Back to our Michigan Tech Hockey Update with Mel Pearson here on Mix 93. Still got time to get a question in if you want. DJ@themix93.com. Coach is with us today. We appreciate him coming in and spending some time with us. And I do have a couple more questions that have been called in. Can you talk a little bit about the captains and the alternate captains, the assistant captains this year, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. I think we've got a great leadership crew, obviously led by Cliff Watson and Mike Neville, Shane Hanna. Those guys have been captains before, and they've done a great job. And, obviously we've added Brent Baltus to that leadership group. And, what you look for in leadership is guys who are doing things both not only on the ice and, your hardest workers. They've got to be some of your better players, too, if not your best players, because they play every night. And then, obviously, you need people who are strong people off the ice. And those four guys, they're good students. They work hard in the classroom. They're good citizens, and that's very important to us and our leadership group. And then they're very good hockey players. And it just happens they're all seniors this year. And the beauty of it, we probably have four or five other guys who could be part of that crew. And, we had a number of guys get votes. So I feel that this year's group will be outstanding. And then in the future, we'll have some strong leaders too. But, Cliff does a great job. And, Shane Hanna and Nevs have been part of that group, like I said. And I think Brent Baltus will really add something. He's really come into his own. And he's one of those players I can't wait to see this year, take that next step, whether it's him or Jake Jackson or Dylan Stamen. I mean, we got a, Lucchini, and we got a lot of guys I'm excited about. But anyway, very strong core group of leaders on this team.
Maybe not as at the level of a Tanner Carroll, but I look at Brent Baltus in his career. Mm-hmm. I used to always say about Tanner, very few guys I remember watching get better every single sure. year. Seems to be one of those guys, and like you said, last year really coming into his own, and I can't wait to watch this guy play a senior year too.
Well, just his confidence level. Yeah. You could just see it grow and grow and grow every year, and that's what you want. You want your players to have their best year, their senior year. If our seniors have their best year, you throw Tyler Heenan into that group of the four guys I just mentioned. You throw Chris Leibringer into that group. If Winches can have his best year, we've got a good core group of seniors there. So I'm excited to see them on the ice. But Brent Baltus, no question. I always look at players when you recruit them. Is that someone you would hire down the road? Is that someone I could call? Someone at Ford or 3M or Caterpillar or wherever, and say, hire this guy. And obviously, Baltz falls in that category, as do all our leaders. So it's great, and that's what you need. You need strong leadership. And I say you're only as good as your seniors. And this year we'll have a great seniors, and their goal is to leave this program even in better shape than the seniors before them. That's always the goal, and that's a lofty goal. I mean, they've got big shoes to fill, but I have no doubt, Dirk, I have no doubt that these guys will do everything they can to make sure that they leave this program in better shape than it is now.
You mentioned Mike Neville. He's such a rock out there. Do you still see him breaking out and becoming more offensively in offensively?
I do. He's got to expand his role this year, and he knows that. And, I think he's always – whether his offensive confidence has not been good, but I think at the end of last year when he had Vallis and Reed Sturrows on that line, they were really good, really good. And a big part of that is Mike, your center, what I call is almost the captain of the line or the crew on the ice. So, no, Mike's ready. He stayed here all summer. He's been here all summer. He's been, in the best shape. He had a little minor hamstring issue that set him back for a while, but he's in the best shape he's been since he's been at Michigan Tech. So I know he's on a mission, and that's good to see.
Next question. At times last year in the WCHA play, we couldn't improve our pairwise rankings with wins in the league. Do you expect that to be better this year?
I do. I really do. When you start going through the teams and looking at them and their non-conference schedules and whatnot, and that's huge. I mean, we always talk about that, where your non-conference schedules, games almost are more important than your conference games. So I think strategically that's why we have some of the teams on our schedule. Michigan was a NCAA team last year. Duluth was an NCAA team. Notre Dame was an NCAA A team, and Michigan State's going to be improved and have a chance to beat some good teams this year. So our non-conference games are good, but our other league members have to do the same. When they get in those non-conference games, it's so important that they win them. It really helps the league overall.
All right, you wanted a tough question, Coach. Here you go.
Yep, I need a tough one here.
There's rumors going around that you will leave Michigan Tech when the job at Michigan becomes available. Well, can you comment on it? You asked for it.
Well, my dear friend and great mentor, I think he's going to be around for a long time. I just spoke with him this last week, and he's excited, and he's in better shape than I am. Well, he's going to be there a long time. I've got a 5-year contract, 5 years left on my contract. So my wife and I are extremely happy here.
What about your thoughts on the Vegas game that was announced just recently, Coach, that Minnesota Gophers will be taking on the North Dakota Fighting Hawks in October in Vegas, now with the new team going to be there and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, Minnesota and obviously North Dakota are going to play out there, and the new arena, the T-Mobile. We had a deal that we were going to play there this year. Well, shouldn't say a deal. It looked like we were going to play a tournament there this year with, I think, Arizona State, Providence, and maybe Denver, but what happened is this big convention out there, Consumer Electronics Convention, shifted their dates, and all of a sudden, you know, hotel rooms went to $300-$400 a night, and it just didn't work out. So I think they've added this game, and you know, there's still some talk about possibly a tournament, not this year, but next year out there. So, but I think it's great. I think it's great for the National Hockey League, and Las Vegas is an interesting city. I can say that, and it seems like they've got a number of people that have already put deposits in, over, I think, 15,000 plus, you know, for the NHL team there. They've named a general manager, George McPhee, you know, former Bowling Green player who's been in the league a long time and done a great job. So I think hockey's great, and I think you'll see some college games out there in the future.
You were mentioning John Grisdale.
John Grisdale, yeah, John Grisdale, former player here at Michigan Tech. I just wanted to give him a shout-out. Great honor. He's the commissioner of the British Columbia Junior Hockey League, does a fabulous job for that league, has really elevated that league into what it is. Obviously, they had the three NHL first-round draft picks this year. Congratulations to John. He was inducted into the British Columbia Hockey Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's a great honor for John and very well deserved. And I got to give a shout out, obviously, to Brenda Morrison, a former player I had at Michigan. He went in also with John. But John, congratulations. I mean, you know, obviously a Husky through and through. Whenever we need something or need help out there in that league, have some questions. John is terrific. He's a great promoter of Michigan Tech hockey, and just couldn't be more proud and pleased and happy for John Grisdale.
Late 60s, early 70s, right?
He played at Tech? Yeah, he did. He did, yeah. And we had a visitor last week, too, from out that way, Al Patterson, you know, former player at Tech. He was in town. He stopped in the office, and we shared some stories and some laughs and whatnot. And I enjoy seeing these people. Jerry McGinnis came in, and Jerry's going to be 90 in September here, so and she looks fabulous, and it's great to talk to her, and she's so with it and just energized and that. So, but yeah, a lot of people from time to time just stop in. And like I said, it's great for John, and there's a lot of things going on, and sometimes we miss things, and I hope we don't. But like I said, if anybody knows of anything or awards like this, please let us know. But John, congratulations.
What about other alumni, Coach? How has the feedback been this summer and even throughout last season as far as talking to former players that are still interested in the program?
Well, it's great. You know, we had the outing in Toronto. We're going to try and do a little get-together maybe in Minneapolis this year with just a few of us. But it's been fabulous. John Scott was on the cover of the Tech magazine there. Great picture.
Great article.
I mean, great article. Unbelievable. And I don't know if John's going to play, but maybe he's one of those guys we're going to try and get up here you know, this year. So we'll see. But he's doing fabulous. But a lot of good feedback. Brett Olson was in town with you know, a couple of his friends, Michael Lichtag, and they were just on their way to Bryce Reddick's wedding. Mm-hmm. So they're all staying in Traverse City. So they're all staying in touch, and congrats to Bryce. He got married. So Brett Olson's going to go over and play in Europe this year. So I think it's over in Salzburg. So he's still playing, and He'll be a good player there, but he's going to be a good coach when it gets done. But it's good to stay in touch with all the alums, and it seems like they're doing extremely well, most of them. We enjoy hearing from them.
You've mentioned that about Brett Olson before. Is it easy for you as a coach, and when you're coaching somebody, you can say, you know, that he's probably going to be a pretty good
coach?
I
think so, sure. You know, and you see it in people. You just see the work ethic, communication skills. Can they communicate? Their love for the game. You know, you gotta love the game. It can't be a job. It's got to be a way of life and a passion, and Brett has that.
Awesome. All right. Well, anything else we need to touch on, Coach? We want people to get their season tickets.
Yes. There's going to be some great things going on this year up at the MAC.
Absolutely. And tickets are available at the ticket office, 487-2073, or go to buyhuskiestickets.com. And as far as we know, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but the lamplighter will be part of the games again this year?
Yes, it will. Yeah. So I thought that was popular last year and whatnot. So it's just another little thing to, the help for the fans, make the fan experience better. And I think it did. And lots going on. We're talking about the expansion to the rink down
the
road.
I was hoping you'd bring that up.
Well, it's in the infancy stages, but we've seen some plans for it in the far end. I don't know what end that is. I get my directions.
That's the east end.
The east end. Mm-hmm. So, we've had a firm come in and give us, some ideas on what we could do there, and we're looking at that down the road, so that might be the next big thing that happens in the rink. But lots going on. Like I said, you think it's a quiet summer and whatnot, but it hasn't been. But that's exciting news to me, because that's, the rink's in great shape. Dave Nordstrom and his staff and Chris Roy, they do a fabulous job. I mean, that building, people come in there and they can't believe it was built in 1972, but it looks fabulous. But we've been sharing some of these architecture plans to different people, and you'll probably see something within the next year or so as far as starting something there, the process. So, but no, lots going on. Lots going on behind the scenes, and I'm just excited to get going. The heads are spinning. We got a lot of recruits coming in within the next 3 weeks here, some young people coming up on campus on unofficial. So we're excited about that. We get to show off Houghton and the community and the Copper Country and what we have here. So it's exciting. Lots going on, Dirk.
You mentioned the cleanliness of the rink, and I think I had told you this before, but Dave Haxtell, his last time up here,
sure,
he mentioned that. He said, as soon as you walk in this arena, it is neat as a pin, and it's true.
Yeah, and that's credit to, Dave Nordstrom and Chris Roy and Andre Sumas and all the workers there that do a fabulous job, to Al and Craig and all the boys. They do a fabulous job up there. I mean, I'm proud when I walk into that building and see how neat it is and nice it is. And like I said, it's nice to bring recruits in and they see that. I mean, their first impression, I think, is, wow. Mm-hmm. You don't know what to expect, and they walk in there, and it's pretty nice. So they've done a great job from Suzanne San Regret, the AD, all the way down to her staff of keeping that place top rate.
Fans love timelines, Coach. You talk about the possible expansion. Can you give us? I mean, is that something within 5 years?
Or? Oh, sure. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long I can continue on. So. I'm getting old, Dirk. So, I would like to see that done, in a timely fashion, and we'll see what happens there. But I think we're headed in the right direction. Like I said, hopefully in the next year, people will hear something about it, and then hopefully we can get started and get going. So I'm anxious. I'm excited. We haven't been able to share that with recruits yet, but I think, like I said, within the next little bit, we will. And I think they'll be excited about it, too.
Well, we can't thank you enough for stopping in here today, Coach, and getting us updated on everything Michigan Tech hockey, and giving the people some something to chew on, at least till the next time. And we certainly will have one more of these before we get to the regular Mel Pearson shows of the season. But keep the golf game going as best you can when you have time.
Well, my wife shot 78 the other day. I don't think I have a chance. I think I should take something else up. But anyway, thanks, Dirk. It's always a pleasure coming in, talking about hockey, and we got a great community. And whenever I'm out, it always seems we're talking about something, whether it's the goaltending or the power play or the league, whatever it might be, expansion. So it's exciting, and I enjoy that. And I enjoy talking hockey. So even on a beautiful summer morning in August, happy August to everybody. Yeah. And we're only 60-some days away from Michigan Tech hockey. And hearing the great voice of Dirk Hambroff calling the games. I can't wait, Dirk.
I can't wait either. Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach Mel Pearson here on Mix 93 with our Michigan Tech Hockey Update. Thanks for all your questions, and we'll have another one of these before the regular season Mel Pearson shows get underway. But we thank Coach, and again, you'll be able to hear this back on the Michigan Tech website later on today. Website later on today. Website later on today. Website later on today. Website later on today.